Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. It will be on every Sunday, usually 10 to 11, but no Lions, so guess what? We're going 2 hours. If you want to hear any of it, you know where to find it, audioboom.com, WTK.com. Miz is going to go ahead and send that out, all the podcasts. You go ahead and follow Miz. Where can we find you on Twitter?
At the Miz on Air. That's something that you guys also have. If you don't have a Twitter, you got to get on that Twitter game.
Well, not everyone, because Tonio has been doing this show for 5-6 years.
Well, whenever I've tweeted, like last year, the first season of the Playground, whenever I would tweet it out, I'd always tweet who was a part of it and always make up an obscure Twitter handle for Tonio. Like it was like, Tonio still doesn't have a Twitter handle. Tonio's still wearing shorts. Tonio, what are you doing?
Yeah, he wears shorts every game,
Dad do Tonio.
Yeah, so if
D'Antonio.
Ron, Anthony, do you guys have Twitter accounts?
You know, I got one. That's where I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, I got Twitter. I'm up to date, yeah.
Okay, so why don't you give out your handle so people can follow you? Michigan Faithful. Yeah, the Michigan Faithful. Love
this.
It. I'm ready. I don't know if the people out there are.
Get down a pen.
Oh boy!
I got the Twitter. I'm ready.
At Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
So
it's to Tony the Tiger.
At symbol TTONY underscore the underscore Tiger.
To Tony the Tiger.
They're great.
What about you, Ron?
At Ron Scott D.
There you go.
There it is. At Ron Scott D.
Basic. Make it more fluffy.
Found it.
Be my first follower.
It's better than what Tonio has, which is nothing.
Yeah, and it's true, because one thing I have realized is I'm not 100% pro-Michigan all the time, and that's fine, because people will send me a message, and same with what we've had on the WTK underscore Playground Twitter account. If you don't agree or if you want to talk trash, that's fine, too. Obviously, if you want to call in, it would probably be better.
And they'll follow you back, too. See,
there you go. See, so add these people. That's my personal account, at JZ Radio. Me, not the rapper, 444. But I will go ahead and say, yeah, I follow everyone back. I don't tweet out that much. I don't usually, if people slide in my DMs, I might throw something back at you, especially if it's something about the M Zone, like, hey, you forgot to upload the podcast. Like, all right, well, I'll do that when I get there. So there's everyone's Twitter accounts. We'll update those every week. We'll talk about them. You can put on there. I see somebody said I'm at W4 Country as we other Cumulus stations. You can also put, hey, I'm a part of the Playground as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can add that in there.
Which, by the way, ended up getting a tweet a little bit ago.
You got a tweet yourself?
I did. From Maxion PE,
yeah.
Mr. Brandon Jones, he said, none of those suspended starters were on the O-line when it mattered as we dominated up front. And that's true, Brandon. You're right. You know, obviously, the defensive front four, just studs.
Yep. And there's another Twitter guy that's actually just tweeted me, but I believe he's on hold. So let's go to Coach Dan and Pinckney. Coach, talk to me if you want to go ahead and say what you said in your tweet to the Playground. And then talk about the game.
Yeah, Josh. Hey, listen, I just found the Playground Twitter, so I'm going to continue to Twitter that. But I wanted to call in because I thought what I wrote was insane. And it sounds insane when you lose Jabril Peppers and all of those defensive backs that are in the NFL right now. And to say that defense might be better than last year, that sounds insane. It would sound insane to most people. But that's what I saw, and I want to explain a little bit of it too, because I athletically, number 10 Bush and 7 Hudson are both they're extreme athletes. I mean, but I think what I want to say about why I think it's an improvement is this is the second year in the Don Brown defense, and while we can all say athletically these kids are getting everywhere. I mean, they were quick to everything. I think knowing where you're supposed to be and knowing your assignments is also a factor in this. And believe me, I think we're going to shore up the defensive back stuff with Hill and Long or whoever the other corner is going to be. Certainly no one has questioned those kids athletically. Don Brown has stated that he won't recruit a kid that can't cover one-on-one. If you can't cover one-on-one, he don't want you. So I'm sure that with a little bit more refining and a little bit more of experience, I think it's more a factor of experience, that we'll be fine. So defensively, I think right now, just looking at it, we might not be as deep, but I think we're better. I think we're better than last year. Because let's face it, that is not Bowling Green we're playing out there.
Correct.
So that's not the Akron Zips who are out there. I mean Florida, for whatever McElwain and our former Nussmeier offensive coordinator is going, no matter how poorly coached we think those guys might be, and that's yet to be seen. I mean, Florida is just unbelievably athletic. And we've seen Zaire at Notre Dame just tear people up. He did nothing against us. I mean, he wasn't even a concern. And when he went to the read option, I mean, they were as sound defensively against the read option as they were against the first kid who was more of a conventional dropback thrower. So defensively, I think we're going to win a lot of games defensively. And that'll cover a lot of the shortcomings that people are having with the quarterback situation right now. I don't think Wilton Spate has to be great. I just think I think Harbaugh knows that. I think Harbaugh knows that if he's just a game manager that doesn't make mistakes, then we can win. And yesterday he made some mistakes. The first interception I put on Spate too. All of his balls pretty much were flying on him. So
yeah.
But regardless of any of that, I think you're going to win a lot of games because of that defense. I really do. And Don Brown is worth every single penny they give him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Every single penny they give him. And 7 and 10, that's an upgrade at linebacker. It's crazy as that may sound, because you lost Pepper. 7 and 10, the two of them plus McCray, that's a better linebacking crew than what we had last year. That is. No doubt. We go sideline to sideline now, and you know last year we did not go sideline to sideline last year.
Correct.
So that's just my thoughts on it. It's as insane as that sounds, when you have a top 10 defense in college football and you say that the next year with a bunch of sophomores and some true freshmen that they're better. That just shows you the level of Harbaugh's recruiting. And not only that, but they know who they want.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's just what I want to say, Josh. I think this year could be a surprise to some people, almost like the Ohio State surprise a couple of years ago when they were very young. And when you're talented, it doesn't matter how young you are, really.
Yep, you are correct. Thank you, Coach Dan. Hope to talk to you soon.
Buddy.
And what he said is, I think, and that's the scary part for anyone who plays Michigan, how much coaching have these guys had? And how many game opportunities? Because, I'm a big UFC fan, so like Jeremy Horn's been almost in 100 fights.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has he seen something that he's been like, oh, I've never seen that before. That's never happened to me before. A lot of times he's used to it, and then he knows how to prepare for it. And I think this Michigan team, game one to game four, is going to be so much improved. Because they're going to play against a bunch of different, we have Air Force coming in, what they run. You have Cincinnati, and that defense is going to be able. I think we might see a couple, scoreless streaks. You might see a couple of those games where they don't score, even a field goal, because that defense, that's what they're pinning for. That's what they want to do. As far as the offensive side of the ball, I think when we get to play these next few games, is what Michigan tried to do last year, is they tried to go ahead and only show what they had to do to win the game. Meaning once they had that lead, there goes the playbook. The playbook was shut and pushed, but like, we don't want the playbook whatsoever. We're going to go ahead and just run these plays and get through. And I think yesterday they had to open it somewhat, but once they got that lead and they knew they could keep pushing it, and obviously there was more points on the board that were left up there that we didn't actually score with those field goals, could have pushed it a lot higher, and I think that playbook was shut somewhere in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think next week it's going to be very basic, but they're going to try to improve on some of the smaller things and get better and hopefully shut down totally Cincinnati. But let's talk about the Big Ten real quick. Other games, Illinois took on Ball State. Illinois 24, Ball State 21. Illinois had to come back in the fourth.
Yep, they actually end up blocking a game-time field goal in the fourth quarter. That's kind of how that game ended out.
Penn State puts the Akron Zips to zip 52-0.
569 total yards.
That's it? That's it against Akron Zips. They could have had more.
Yeah, they could have.
Bowling Green, Michigan State, 35-10. Michigan State, obviously, third quarter, they made some adjustments, came out, scored 21 unanswered. Then, yeah, Bowling Green finally scores that touchdown in the fourth when it didn't matter. So congrats, Michigan State. You're on your way to you just two more wins, and you're tied last year's win mark. Iowa beat Wyoming 24-3. I didn't really think that. I thought they just kind of shut them down and kind of rolled it out.
I know that another host on this station said that Iowa could have been on upset warning, and there was potential.
You want to name that person? Ira Weintraub, was it him?
No, but I mean, I've obviously
initials. Give us initials.
MS.
Yeah,
that's probably not the best use for Michigan State. Abbreviations, yeah. But yeah.
All right, Northwestern beat Nevada 31-20. Northwestern 14 in the fourth, 10 in the third. Obviously, we know our score, 33-17. Take that, SEC.
You dig?
Yeah, so my upset that I thought would be Purdue, I thought that Dave Blough in that passing game would be able to upset the Cardinals. That's I just made a pick just out of the blue. It wasn't for anything. But they end up losing 38-25. Nebraska over Arkansas State, 43-36.
That was closer than it should have been.
Yeah, definitely. And especially, it just seems like that no one wanted to play defense in that first half. Washington beats Rutgers only 30-14. They can put hot tubs in and jacuzzis in the top of Rutgers Stadium, and all of a sudden they can perform better.
I saw you retweet that. I had no idea that they put hot tubs up there. I thought maybe that was like a cropped picture or something, but lo and behold, yeah, Rutgers. I'll be honest with you, Rutgers actually shocked me in a positive way for them.
Yeah,
me too. I wasn't expecting Rutgers to actually show up and actually hang with Washington that entire game.
Yep, and then Wisconsin beat Utah State 59-10. Even though Utah State was up 10-0 in that first quarter.
Yeah, really, I think the big game changer was losing their star corner.
Yeah, 10-0. The Aggies, hey, they won the first quarter.
Yeah.
Something to build on.
Yeah, that's 25% of the game right there.
The Minnesota Gophers beat the Buffalo Bills 17-7.
No one circles the wagons.
As yes, Minnesota, I think there's more out of there. I'm kind of surprised they didn't score a lot more. Obviously, we know the other score that was played on Thursday night. Ohio State beat Indiana. And then the last one, the reason why I bring it up the last one, because I believe, Miz, who'd you pick in the Maryland-Texas game?
I had Maryland in an upset, I believe.
What?
I had them on. I had Texas on upset warning.
Texas was ranked, though. Doesn't that matter?
The one thing I mentioned on the end zone was the fact that this is Tom Herman's first game as a Texas head coach. No. I think that was going to be the big problem. Lo and behold, it was.
51-41, Maryland wins. Good job. Good pick.
I am the champion.
All right, let's go to a break. When we come back, it's winners and losers right here on the playground.